We're going to learn an amazing piece today.
Pashas Yisro, Shabbos Yisro is the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satayra. Maimon HaSinai. We're also holding Erev Tu B'Shvat. So somehow, Tu B'Shvat makes its way a little bit into here also, as you'll see. But there's so much in this Torah, so we're going to move quickly. The Pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos. The Pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos. So, in the Aseret Dibros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to remember Shabbos. V'isa, Chazal say, Omer Shabbos, L'chol Nasata Ben Zug. So, the Medrash says a very interesting thing, that you know that creation, every day of creation until Shabbos, so it was even, there were 6 days. So then it came Shabbos. Shabbos is the odd number. Shabbos is 7. So Shabbos says to Hashem, you know, you gave everybody a ben zug. Every day has its like mate. But I don't, meaning I'm all by myself. So Heshev Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knes Yisrael, Yeh Ben Zugcha. Don't worry, your chassan is the Jewish people. That's your mate. That's your ben zug. Your ben zug is Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people. So what does that mean? That Shabbos and the Jewish people, husband, wife, what does that mean? The ben zug. Ha'inyin hu al pi ma'a shekoseh b'Zohar HaKadosh. So you have that piece, look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the page. Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh on the right side. Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Rabbi Yitzchak, the last paragraph on the right side on top. Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Ksiva Yevaruch Elokim Yom HaShvi. It says in Bereishis that Vayevaruch Elokim Yom HaShvi, that Hashem is Baruch blessed, He benched the seventh day. Uchsiv Baman. And Chazal asks, Vayevaruch Elokim with what? What's special about Shabbos? What's the bracha of Shabbos? So the different things the Medrash says. So the Medrash says, Ksiv Baman. There's a bracha of the man. Then on Shabbos, it's the bracha that we had Friday, the double month, Shabbos, we didn't have to go out for the month. So, Sheses Yomem Tilketuhu, V'yomashvi Shabbos Lo'yiyabai. So it's an odd thing. We usually say that bracha is when you get something. Bracha is when there's a lot of something. See here, what's the bracha of Shabbos? The bracha is that the 6 days of the week, Tilketuhu, V'yomashvi Shabbos Lo'yiyabai. Shabbos, there won't be any month. So the Zohar asks, if you don't have any man on Shabbos, then what's the bracha of Shabbos? What's the bracha? Elohachitana. So this is how we learned. All of the brachas of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the whole week, receive their brachas from Shabbos. Everything comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is the makor habracha, is the source of bracha. V'sana amai lo yishtekach manu b'yoyim ad shviya. So the Zohar says, so why is that the case, that the man, that we don't have man on Shabbos? If Shabbos is such a gevaldig day, and Shabbos is such a bracha, then why don't we have man on Shabbos? Mishum da'ahu yoyim mizbaruch haminei kol shita yoyim ni'iloin. He's talking about a very deep thing in the Zohar, in Kabbalah. But he says that Shabbos is the source of bracha. In other words, Sunday receives its allotment from Shabbos. Then Monday, so to speak, comes to Shabbos and says, right, Sunday is chesed, Monday is gevurah. Each day comes to Shabbos and asks Shabbos for its allotment. Shabbos is the makor bracha. That each day of the week receives its food, its bread, its man from Shabbos. From that bracha of the seventh day. And that's the piece in the Zohar Kodesh. Let's go back to the Sfas Emes. So he brings down the Zohar. So he brings the Zohar and then he says, what's the bracha of Shabbos? So obviously the bracha of Shabbos is you don't have the food in front of you because the man did not fall on Shabbos. So you don't have the actual thing that you could touch. That's not the bracha of Shabbos. the bracha of Shabbos is that...
But you do have it. It just didn't come on Shabbos.
Right,
you do have
right.
It.
But Shabbos itself did not provide you with food. There had to be some system set up that it should be on Friday. Right. So then the question is, if it's such a gebench day, if it's such a bracha, bracha means that I get that. Why can't Shabbos provide? Why do I need to have? Why does Shabbos on welfare? Why can't have? Why does Shabbos have to receive from Friday? Shabbos should have its own food. So, what the Sfasemis is telling us, what the Zohar is teaching, is what's the vayivarech and vayikatshayu shahabracha b'Shabbos ilamala b'kodesh. He says Shabbos is higher. Shabbos is the one that's giving out the food. Shabbos is the makor habracha. V'sherish habrachas. It's the sherish of brachas. You know, when you run a family and you run a business, so you give to each what they need. You yourself are not sitting there eating. Usually, you're the last one that's going to take care of yourself. You're giving out. You're the balabas. You're giving out. You're the father. You're in charge of the business. You give out. Shabbos is the makor habracha. It's lamal habakaydish. It's higher than the 6 days. V'hi sherish habracha. It's the root of all brachas. U'bracha zu ein mishi yochel lekabel. This bracha, what Shabbos is, no one can be mated. No one can be married to Shabbos. No one can meet the requirements to be worthy of this bracha of Shabbos, rak b'nei Yisrael shenasu kelim lekabel zu habracha bekabal satayr. Only the Jewish people. That's how the Sfasemis is explaining what is the meaning of ben zug. What does it mean that the Jewish people are the wife? That Shabbos said, I have no shaykhis. I don't have anybody. So Hashem said, you have. I'm giving you the Jewish people. That's your wife, so to speak.
Ben zug means husband, though, no?
Shabbos is always the feminine. It could be used either way. It's lav davka. It could be used either way. So, rak b'nei Yisrael shenasu kelim lekabel zu habracha bekabalas haTorah. When did b'nei Yisrael become worthy? When did they become kelim to be able to marry Shabbos, to be able to be in the family of Shabbos? That happened by kabalas haTorah. That happened by zarchas yom Shabbos lekatsha. Hashem oiz la'amo yitain. Hashem gives strength to his people. Chazal say that ein oiz ela Torah, the strength that he gave us as his people, he gave us at Har Sinai. Vayideze yivarachas amoy b'shalom. He gave us the bracha of shalom. Now shalom of course means Shabbos, but it also means shehu kli machzik bracha hanal. Like the Gemara says at the end of Shas, that ein kli machzik bracha ela shalom. That a person could have everything in the world, but if he doesn't have shalom, then he has nothing. He loses everything. Doesn't mean anything. So, Hashem oiz la'mo yitain, he gave us the Torah that's called our strength. Hashem yivarach es amoy b'shalom. And by giving us the Torah, he made us, he lifted us up into kelim, that we'd be kelim who have the ability to receive that which Shabbos has to give. As we're on that madrega now, or we have that potential to be matched up with Shabbos and to receive the bracha of Shabbos. The rest of the world is, we say, v'lanesata l'goy haratzais. That the Shabbos was not given to the nations of the world. Adrabba. The Gemara says, Goy sheshavas is chayv misa. If a goy keeps Shabbos, he's chayv to be killed. So, Hashem's Baruch lifted us up, and he gave us the Torah, and by doing that, he made us into a chasm, a kala. We're not going to get into that right now, because it's not for now. But he made us into a worthy match of for Shabbos.
I've never seen a goy who wants to keep Shabbos yet. I don't know if you have.
A guy who wants to keep Shabbos.
Wants to keep Shabbos. I've never seen that.
And you and I can't understand my kids always ask me, how do they live without Shabbos? How do they live without Shabbos? They think we're crazy. And you know, there's an interesting thing. I heard on the radio 2 years ago, there's a group, it happens to be, of course, all strange things start in California, but there's a group in California and it's run by a Jew, that they made a one-day Sabbath. They want to make... I don't know. I think they made it Saturday. That it's no Blackberries, no phones, anything to disconnect from that whole business, and to have a day of family or your friends and to totally disconnect. And there's a Jew that's behind this whole thing. And but I remember listening to this on the radio. There were already thousands of people. They have conventions. They talk about it. They have a whole thing. Everything except Shabbos. I mean, the mitzvahs. They don't sing the Chadaydi or anything. And they're not even maminim any. But they have such a musig. That means we're getting close to Mashiach. There's such a musig where the whole world's going to look back and say they don't know how they survived without Shabbos, because we can't survive without Shabbos. We know that. So, but they think that we must be the most deprived people in the world, that we have this day, that we can't do this and we can't do that. Ubnei Yisrael heim ba'atzmam kmo b'chinis ha-Shabbos hanal. So that's why we're the perfect match. We're the zivik, we're the shidduch with Shabbos. L'chein b'nei Yisrael shenivchu mikol ha'amim liyos lo skula, as it says in the parasha, when Hashem gave us the Torah, He said, I have separated you and chosen you from the entire world as a skula, as a people who are different, as a people who are higher and set apart. So the Sfasemis explains, Heim ba'olam hazeh shveilim mikulam. We are looked at as being the lowest people in the world. This has to do with what you're saying a second ago, Barry. We're looked at as being the pariahs, the outcasts. We're looked at as being strange in the world. Our zivig is Shabbos. Our zivig is olam haba. Our zivig is Hashem. We don't have a zivig with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our zivig is with Shabbos. And because of that, Hashem lifted us up to be Shabbosdik people, people who are on that level, to be married, so to speak, to be connected and unified with Shabbos. Because of that, the rest of the world, Him ba'olam shveilim mikulam, we looked at in the world as being strange and being low and being different. Befrat begolus, especially in these years of Golus. K'maysha Shabbos, who shayrish kol habrachas. Shabbos is the shayrish. All brachas come from Shabbos. And the whole world, like you just said, the whole world thinks of Shabbos as nothing. Shabbos is the root of all brachas, and on Shabbos you didn't see the man. Because on Shabbos is so high, it's higher than the physical man. Shabbos was higher than the man. That's why there was no man on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the makar, is the source of man. But because of that, Shabbos is not something which has visible blessings in this world, and the whole world doesn't understand Shabbos. So who's the match, who's the zivug, who's the husband, the wife of Shabbos? Klal Yisrael. So we also don't appear in this world in any way that the world understands us. We don't function in this world in the way that the rest of the nations function. We don't function in that way. I was reading the other week, there was some kind of a tzara in some country in Africa. I don't remember. They changed the names over there in Africa. It depends who's in charge each year, somebody else, whatever. So some nation, they're having some kind of problem with a flood. I don't know. And they said that this is because of the Zionists. And I'm thinking, how did they come to such a thing? That in this Areska of Africa, miserable hole in Africa, that these people had a cheshman that the Jews made for them a flood because the river went over and it ruined their fields. And it has to do with Jews. The Jews did this. What is that? It's so crazy. It's so bizarre. The Torah says, he brings more later on, the Maral tells us, we were never part of the world. We don't fit into the world. Just like Shabbos doesn't have its... There's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Each one has its six. They have you have your match. Shabbos says, "What am I?" So Hashem as well says, "I'm going to give you the Jewish people. That your Inyan, you and Shabbos are different." So the same way that on Shabbos you don't see what's the blessing of Shabbos and whole world says what Shabbos, and even low-level Jews who are not from, they don't see what Shabbos. So too, when they look at the Jewish people, with the makor habracha, with the makor bracha, Chazal say that if the goyim knew what they get from the Beis HaMikdash, not only would they not destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they'd all rush and crowd to build the Beis HaMikdash. So instead, they're knocking down the Beis HaMikdash. I read in Shul a few Shabbos ago, there was in Spain, a guy wrote a whole, it was like a poem he wrote. And he wrote, it was in Spanish, I read it, of course, in English on Shabbos to the Shul. But the basic point was, he was talking about how miserable a place Europe is and what we did. He said, we made the choice. We killed 6 million of the most gifted, the most brilliant, the most honest, the most generous people in the world. That's who we killed here in Europe.
I read that also.
And we killed these people. And what did we take instead? 20 million, I don't know what the number is, more. Of what? Of the Muslims, who are this machriv, destroying, and the crime, and the filth, and the hate. He says, this is what we did in Europe. This is what we did. And he said, and you remember, he says, miserable Europe. This is what we did. So the whole world looks at us like we don't fit in. And we don't. And the same way they think that we're the most cursed people. It didn't start in Germany in 1932, 33. It didn't come when Hitler came to power. This was already an alte Meise. Hitler was the culmination of 1,000 years of European history. And the main books that were coming out, the main books for racial anti-Semitism that were coming out in France before Germany. In France in the 1800s, 1880, 1890. And then was the Dreyfus Affair, the whole mess that happened in Germany. It was Dafka in France. And the Jews were trying so hard to be Frenchmen. They were trying so hard. And all of a sudden, all of France, they were chanting, death to the Jews. Because of who? Because of Alfred Dreyfus, where they made up a whole lie about this guy. And he was a complete reformed Jew, and no Shaykh is the Yiddish guy. And the whole France was death to the Jews. And the place that gave Europe culture and emancipation and freedom, and the Jews are going to have equal rights and everything like that. So in that place, death to the Jews. And they say, but Dreyfus wasn't even putting on tefillin once in his life. Doesn't make a difference. To a guy, it doesn't make a difference. Yes. Doesn't make a difference. They don't belong here. So it's first anti-Semitism in Europe. If you go back in European history, so first it was Christian anti-Semitism, Christianity versus Judaism, because we killed Yashka, they hate us. Okay, we're Jew killers. We're Jesus killers. He was a Jew, Akash. Okay, so we're Jesus killers. Then already the church lost its power by the Reformation, right? Already the church was already out. And Christianity wasn't so big anymore. So then they had this new thing that the Jews are not loyal citizens of Europe. They really want to be in Israel, and they really are faithful to each other. They're not faithful to. So then it became this thing. That was the new form of anti-Semitism. But with those first two, if a Jew wants to convert, he could become, in their minds, he could become a Christian. And if a Jew wants to dress like a Frenchman, act like a Frenchman, send his kids to French schools and stop acting like a Jew, then he could fit in. So then Hitler came up, then at the end of the 19th century came up a new thing. Racial anti-Semitism. Meaning the Jews are Semitic, Europeans are Aryan. That you can't do anything about that. What are you going to do? Even if you go for a nose job, you're a Jew. In other words, then it became racial anti-Semitism. But look how it went. First it was a religious anti-Semitism, but then you could change your religion. Then it was more of the nationalistic thing. Okay, so I can be a loyal Frenchman. So then they don't know. So what excuse now do we have to kill Jews? The terrorist says, there's something about you that you can't change. That's it. And now there's no way out. So then Hitler took off into the concentration camp. Even if you were third generation, you were still a Jew. And they put the yellow star on you. You're still a Jew. So we can't fit into the world. We're not part of the world. We're not the Ben Zug of Olam Hazeh. Shabbos is our Ben Zug. And the same way that they didn't see what Shabbos is providing me with, Shabbos is not giving me any, there's no man that fell on Shabbos. So what do the Jewish people do for the world? So all of those books that came out at the end of the 19th century and then were followed up by Hitler Yimach Shmo, is that the Jews are parasites. They're eating off the whole world. What are they doing for the world? We built up the whole modern civilization. No, we became then the parasites of the world. The Jews don't give the world anything. Shabbos is nothing. That's what's happened. It says, therefore, it says, "Kamo chem bnei Yisrael, hem mekablim shoresh kol habrachos." The Jewish people, just like Shabbos is like we saw in the Zohar, just like Shabbos is the source of all bracha, and you don't see the bracha falling the man on Shabbos, the Jewish people is the root of all brachas, even though when you look, you don't see what makes them different, and they hate us for being different. Lo bizgalus. It's not revealed. It's not clear. Just like they don't see Shabbos, the month, they don't see with the Jewish people. What's the bracha? Bezesha kosev. Now here's a little bit too b'shvat. Kitapuach ba'atzei hayar. In Shir Hashirim, the Jewish people are describing their relationship. The relationship of the Jewish people that Hashem is being described in an interesting way. Ketapuach ba'atzei hayar, like an apple in the forest, an apple tree. Betziloi chematati v'yashavti u'piryo masok l'chiki. I sat in the shade of this apple tree, and the fruit of the apple tree was very sweet to my mouth. Actually, chiki means, chech means my palate. It was very sweet. What's that talking about? So he brings the medrash. Look in the Resh Pei Gimel, the footnote. Did it come out? Or it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah? Look in the footnote on the bottom, Resh Pei Gimel. Zeh Lashon HaMedrash. What does it mean, Ketapuach Ba'atzei Hayar? What's this comparison to an apple tree in the forest? Rav Huna, Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, ma ha-tapuach hazeh ha-kol baruch mimenu b'shas ha-shrav. When it's a very, very hot day, then everybody runs away from the apple tree. V'loma kein, why? L'fi she'ein leitzel leishev b'tzilo. Because it doesn't have thick leafage, foliage, so it doesn't provide good shade. So on a hot day, they run away from there. People go away from the apple tree. Kach baruchu umas ha'olam mishavas b'tzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom matan Torah. So too, on the day of the giving of the Torah, when Hashem offered the Torah to the world ran away from Hashem's shade. They ran away from Hashem. They didn't want Hashem. Yochel af Yisrael kein. So you might think that maybe the Jewish people also ran away from Hashem, from the shade of the apple tree. Talmud Lomer, that's what it means in Shir Hashirim. Betziloi chimadati v'yashavti. We longed to sit in the shade of Hashem, of that apple tree. Chamadati oisai v'yashavti. I love it, I long for it, and I sat there. Ani hu shechamadati oisai. We are the only ones that loved Hashem, and we're the only ones that wanted to be in the shade of the apple tree, even though the sparse leafage of the apple tree means that even though we knew that in Golis it wasn't going to be easy for us, but we wanted to be with Hashem. V'loha umas, and not the nations of the world. That's what it says in the Medrash. So let's look back inside the Sfas Amos. So he brings the Medrash, and he says, Av, the last line, Av she'ein nikut sila b'olam hazeh. That means that the nations of the world don't see what benefit do we have from sitting in Hashem's shade in this world. We don't want the Torah, we don't want God. Only the Jewish people said, Nasev Nishma, this is what we want. We'll stay here. Even though it's going to be hard, we'll stay here. Like that, there used to be that song from the old days, like, I don't know, the 40s, don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me. There was an old song like that. So that's the apple tree. And the apple tree is, we sit under the apple tree. That's how we still keep Tu B'Shvat. And we sit under the apple tree because we're waiting for Mashiach to come, but we didn't leave him. We didn't go away from him. Even though in this world we don't see what we so much, how did we gain from this in this world, clearly. Just like you don't see the man on Shabbos, and the world doesn't understand Shabbos, and the world doesn't see that the Jewish people are the Makar HaBracha. We say that the taste of the apple is delicious, it's sweet in our mouths. Davke. V'hakol t'mein. Mar b'chos t'shtakech l'vnei, like we saw in the Zohar. Just like the whole world says, what is Shabbos? There's no man on Shabbos. What does Shabbos give you? The whole world says, what's the bracha of the Jewish people? What do they have? What do they have? They have nothing. They're hated, they're despised, they're killed. What's their bracha? What's betzila, chamadati, v'yashavti, v'yapiyak, mosad uchiki, that the Jewish people will stay in the shade of Hashem? And we want to have that fruit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and to be faithful to Him? Aval cheich oichel yitam means that the palate, the mouth, can taste what's good. A person who has a healthy sense of taste, he could taste that. But only the Jewish people could taste that. K'may ha'guf b'chlal mekabel ha'mazon, v'cheich mekabel ha'tam, v'dakus ha'machal. We know that the mouth, the palate, is sensitive, and it's able to pick up on the nuances of taste. The stomach doesn't really know. The stomach just gets, you know, if the stomach gets what it needs, then the person will live. The stomach doesn't care whether you're eating a steak or you're eating a piece of asparagus. The mouth feels the difference. The mouth is delicate, and it senses the difference. So the Jewish people have good taste. That taste that we tasted, betzilei chamadati v'yashavti, with piryok, and the fruit of Hashem's Baruch being with us, is mosaik, is sweet, l'chiki, to my palate. The Jewish people are like the mouth and the palate of the entire world. The entire world doesn't taste what good is there in Hashem, what good is there in Shabbos, what good is there in Klal Yisrael. We're the peh and the cheich, we're the mouth and the palate. Only we are able to know and to feel and to taste the difference. That's what we say, that's for Tu B'Shvat, that the taste of the apple of Hashem is sweet only l'chiki, to my mouth, to my taste buds. To the rest of the world, they spit us out. They don't taste this at all. What do you have for this? It doesn't taste good to the rest of the world. They're not connoisseurs. To the rest of the world, it doesn't taste good. I remember there was a guy in the shul, so I don't drink. I mean, I drink a lot of soda, but I don't drink anything. Even on Shabbos, I have grape juice, and on Pesach, I put a little bit of the, you know, whatever they have, like four proof wine, you know, and I drink mostly grape juice. I can't. So whenever there's, like, the guys are always joking, when there's a tikkun, you know, and shul is a yard site, so, you know, it's embarrassing, the rabbi doesn't, can't drink anything. So the guy, one of the guys, like, has his bottle, and he says to me that this bottle, he had something, he's cost a few hundred dollars. And he gives me the glazel, you know, so I told him, you know, it would be a terrible waste, like, you know, don't use that on me, because I don't appreciate this. It's chaval, like, why do you, every drop here is like $5, I don't know, don't do it, just give me the, whatever it is you have, you know, whatever, some the cheap bottle, I don't care, I'll make a lechaim, but that's all. So, no, please, I said, so I said, okay, I see the yiddish, I said, just give me a little drop. So I drink this stuff, to me, it tastes like something from the bathroom. I don't know how a human being could drink this stuff. It's so horrible. So then when you tell somebody that, so then they say, when you tell like a connoisseur that, so what does he say? You tell a connoisseur, so he says, you don't appreciate, you have to develop a taste. So, okay, when it comes to the life of all worlds, which is the creator of the world, and Torah and Mitzvahs, the world doesn't have a developed taste. Upir yom asok lechiki, that's Tu B'Shvat, the taste of Yiddishkeit, this good lechiki, to my taste buds. That's Shabbos the world doesn't see. Mandin full on Shabbos. Who are the Jewish people? It's the Makor HaBracha. Yeah, it's a very expensive wine. It's a very expensive schnapps, the Jewish people, and Torah and Mitzvahs and the Rabbi Shalom. And it's not for everybody. It's not for anybody. That's why Shabbos and the Jewish people, Hashem made a match between Shabbos and the Jewish people. We know, we keep Shabbos, we know that we couldn't live a week without Shabbos. Every single day we're waiting, should be Shabbos already. And the rest of the world, that's exactly what you were saying before, but the rest of the world, they think, what are you, Meshuggah? You can't go to the mall, you can't go to the game, you can't be on your computer. What kind of life is that? And we left there, Friday night, I was sitting, you put the challah, and you put the gefilte fish, or whatever, you got fried fish, I don't know what you eat, gefilte fish, and with chrein, and you put it in and you say, L'chved Shabbos Kodesh. Ah, U'pir yoy mosig l'chiki. It's sweet in our mouths. The chrein is so sweet in the Jewish mouth. And they look at us like we're crazy. They don't know what that means. People that weren't frum and they became frum and they have Shabbos, they don't know how they lived before. How do you live without Shabbos? And the children to sit, Mr. Shem, to sit there, and grandchildren to have Shabbos and Torah, what does it mean, Shabbos? And to have quiet and to have menucha. When you put your head on the Shabbos, on the pillow, it's a different softness. It feels different, Shabbos. When you on Shabbos afternoon, you close your eyes for a few minutes. Ah! What does a guy understand? It's not possible. And the Satel, a guy harotzes. Period. Mosel lechiki. We taste the fruit of the apple of Maimon HaSinai. When Hashem lifted us up to a madrega where we could receive Shabbos, where we became worthy of Shabbos. Hashem lifted us up to that madrega. That's what he says. The Jewish people know how to tell this taste. They know this taste. Zeshakos of period mosel lechiki. The taste of that fruit of the apple of Hashem, of HaSinai, of Torah, of Shabbos, of Yiddishkeit, that's only sweet to us. Hashem gave us all of that to be His people. Now He says an amazing thing. I'm not going to have time to really finish this. I'm Hashem. It's in the first of the Aser HaDibros. I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's how the Aser HaDibros begin. Well, Makshim, and everybody asks, it's really, the Ibn Ezra said he heard this question from Yehuda Levi, but everybody asked the question. We spoke about it last week. Why does Hashem begin the Aser HaDibros with, I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? You could say better than that, I'm Hashem who created heaven and earth. That's more impressive. Why I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? Okay, there's a whole mahalach that Yehuda Levi has in that. So Sassam says, why didn't Hashem come to us and say, you know, I'm the God who created the world? The Torah says, the world hasn't been particularly good to us. Like the world is not our place. That's not for us. That's not what does it for us, that we have a world to live in. This is not even our place. Our place is Shabbos. Our place is Olam Haba. To tell us, to try to sell it to us by saying, I am God who created heaven and earth, who created the world. That for us, the world, so, what is the world for us? The 6 days of the week? That's the world, being on the train, making a deal, scrolling up and down your BlackBerry. That's not our world. Our world is Shabbos. Our world is learning. Our world is Yiddishkeit. Our world is being Jews. That's our world. So don't come to us and tell us, I am the Lord your God. I created the world. No, shkoyach. I've met people who said, you do me a big toif and take me out of the world. I don't want to be in the world anymore. Old people, I've heard them talk before. Sick people. What's the world? It's Shabbos? To be a Jew? So Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm your God. Oh, now we're talking. In other words, we have a shaykhus, me and you. That's something else. So the Egyptians, first they gave us a big shalom aleichem, then they made us into slaves. It doesn't work out for us over here. They made us into slaves. What happened? In the beginning, Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was the Makor HaBracha. He gave them all their blessings. And they didn't see who he was. And what? You ever hear the thing? What do you mean he didn't know Yosef? So Rashi brings two, right? It was a different king, or he knew Yosef. He made like he didn't know. But that's what it is with the Jews. And the Polish, what happened to Poland? I was in Poland this summer. What do you think is in Poland after they killed the Jews? What's Poland without Jews? So they were begging us to come to Poland. And we came there, we made Poland into something, into a modernized place. And then Hitler in Poland and killed all the Jews. So what's Poland? What's left of Poland? A couple of shikarim walking around with bigs, with vodka. What's Poland without Jews? And now they're trying to make a museum over there. You see the museum they're building in Warsaw. 2 blocks long museum to get back Jews, because Jews bring... Again, the same thing. There's Jews going to bring money. Jews are going to spend money. And while we were there, I felt sick because we were spending money on getting a bottle of soda over there for the Polacks to give them our money after what happened. Look, the Egyptians made us into slaves. They don't know who Yosef is. You don't know who Yosef is? When we came to Poland this summer, walking in the streets in Warsaw, we go to the Shtetlach, they remember very well. And they see a Jew with beard and payas, especially the old people. They remember exactly what it is. And they put their head down. This one screams something out about Hitler. They remember who we are. They remember exactly who we are in modern Warsaw. They remember who we are. But Ashaloya das Yosef, like Rashi says, they make like they don't know. They don't remember. Oh, you don't remember? You remember? You don't remember what happened? How you wanted us to come here because you needed Jewish intelligence and you wanted Jews to build up your country? You forgot that. You forgot that. Germany, France, all of Europe, they forgot that. Ashaloya das Yosef, they make like they forgot. Because the Jewish people, he says, L'chol umiyesh mokum. Ain't mokum shul. This world is not our place. It's not our ben zug, our match, our zivig is Shabbos. This is not our place. L'chol Uma, the Maral talks a lot about that. L'chol Uma yesh mokum. Every other country, every other nation has a place. It has its ben zug. It has a place to live, and that's it. Ach bnei Yisrael mokum shulhem l'mayla min ha-teva v'azman v'amokum. But the place of the Jewish people is higher than this world. It's Shabbos, it's Olam Haba. L'chein be'emes, therefore Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. Or Hashem. But even that, the world doesn't forgive us. The whole Eretz Yisrael is not as big as New Jersey. I don't know, maybe it is. They don't forgive us. The world doesn't let us have one tiny little place. They don't let us have. They don't let us have one tiny place. They don't forgive Jews to have a place in this world. Not one little place. The whole world they have. And they can't give. And the Arabs, they don't have enough real estate. They don't give that the Jews should have one place in the world. Not one place. So when we had Eretz Yisrael at the beginning, it was our place, but then we weren't worthy. Whatever happened, happened. And it was Tisha B'Av, and Beis Mikdash was destroyed. So while we had Eretz Yisrael, we had a place. Because Eretz Yisrael was also not from this world. Eretz Yisrael is higher than this world. It's a place that's not from this world. So then what happened? Then we went to Galus. Listen to the words of the Sfasemis. Ein lanu mitzias ba'olam hazeh. As hard as we try, we just don't have a mitzias in this world. And just when it looks like we're getting along and we're making a lot of money, then something strange happens. And the world turns against us again. Avokasha hotzionu Hashem is b'achum mitzrayim. Ay, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, v'herim alisanu mibeis avodim, and he lifted us up from that place of slavery, liyais b'chines banim, to be his children. Nosan lanu mitzias banhagas atayr, he gave us a new mitzias. This is a new mitzias. It's not a mitzias of olam hazeh. He gave us a new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Torah. It's a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Olam Haba. He gave us a different mitzvah. He gave us a higher mitzvah than the world. And that's what it meant in last week's parasha. V'lenochem l'kim derech eretz plishtim. He didn't take us the way of derech eretz plishtim. He gave us a new way. Hashem gave us a new way, a new life, a new existence. But not of this world. An existence that's above this world. Achechni, son of Eretz Yisrael. And then he brought us into a special place, into a country that is a zivig, that's a match for Shabbos and for the Jewish people. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. Ubonolo was Beis HaBchiv, and he gave us Beis HaMikdash. Oz, Nitan Lonim Mokim Ba'olam. Then finally we had for that time a place that where the Jewish people can live, a place that is a match for who we are. It's a place of this world, but it's from a higher world. It's something different. That's why Hashem said, you're geirim and toshav. It means that Jewish people are never quite citizens of the world. We don't really, we're geirim and toshav. We have temporary visas in the world. That's how we live here. Geirim and toshav. Like Avraham Avinu says, geir v'toshav anochi imachem. It's not 100% our place. I can't tell you that I'm a permanent citizen over here. I have temporary papers. That's our whole way in this world. And when you don't fit in and you're a temporary visa and you're looked at as always being strange and different and an outcast, then at some point they start killing you. It doesn't take them usually too long. Hashem says, I'm also in this world I'm not an accepted. I haven't been accepted. My citizenship papers haven't been accepted. I don't have a green card in this world. The Bereshit says, I'm also not. He says, Atem Imadi, you're with me together. Hashem says, you're with me. I'm also not part of this world. The world doesn't go for me either. They look at me as being outside. They don't see me as being the source of all their brachas. The same way they don't see Shabbos. They don't see the month. They don't see that the Shabbos is the source of brachas. They don't see the Klal Yisrael as the source of all their brachas. Hashem says, you're together with me. They don't see me as being the source of their brachas. They turn against me. Because what? Because Hashem's glory is not revealed in this world. In any kind of a way that's permanent, like a citizen. Therefore, Shabbos and the Jewish people is a husband and wife. It's one mitzvah. It's Eidus Achas. It's that testimony. It's that witness that there's something beyond this world that the world just can't handle. The world's not ready for. Kiakol Hevel. Everything in this world, all the other things, Shabbos could not be matched with anybody else because everything is Hevel, it's Nairishkeit. B'sherish HaBrochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shabbos Kodesh of Yisrael. And the root of all true Brocha is what? Hashem, Shabbos, the Jewish people, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. That's the root of all Brochas. Am Kadosh. K'mesh HaKosav Beini U'Bein B'nei Yisrael Oisi. Therefore Shabbos is, Hashem says, that's between me and you, Shabbos. Oisi. It's a sign between us. I didn't give it to the rest of the world. It's a sign. Shabbos was given privately, on the side, quietly, to us. It's private. And the hint is exactly what I've been telling you. There's a lot to think about. I had to rush through it. It's a very, very big issue. No, Hashem should give us the seichel to be able to understand the schus that we have to be Jews and the schus that we have to receive the Torah. And at Tu B'Shvat, when we make a shechiyon on a fruit, we should not just enjoy the fruit, we should enjoy the delicious taste of Torah, the delicious taste of being Hashem's children.
Amen. Amen.